Arlington, Virginia, AP, recovery crews and divers searched the Potomac River for remains and cleared wreckage Saturday from the mid-air collision of a passenger jet and Army helicopter that killed 67 people. A Coast Guard cutter outfitted with a crane waited by the wreckage as occasional recovery team members slipped into the water amid a group of smaller emergency boats. No one survived the Wednesday night collision. The remains of 41 people had been pulled from the river as of Friday afternoon, including 28 that had been positively identified, investigators said. They expect to recover all of the remains, though the wreckage of the plane's fuselage will probably have to be pulled from the water to get all the bodies, Washington, D.C., Fire Chief John Donnelly Sr. told reporters. The Washington collision occurred as an American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas, carrying 64 passengers was preparing to land at Ronald Reagan National Airport, just across the Potomac from the nation's capital, and hit an Army Black Hawk helicopter that apparently flew into the jet's path. The helicopter had three soldiers on board. Army officials have said the helicopter crew was highly experienced and familiar with the congested skies around the city. Military aircraft frequently make such flights to practice routes they would use if key government officials need to be evacuated during an attack or major catastrophe. The National Transportation Safety Board is scheduled to update reporters on Saturday evening. Investigators are examining the actions of the military pilot and air traffic control. Full NTSB investigations typically take at least a year, though investigators hope to have a preliminary report within 30 days. Other possible factors in the crash, including the helicopter's altitude and whether the crew was using night vision goggles, are still under investigation, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told Fox News Channel. Black boxes have been recovered from both aircraft. More than 300 responders were taking part in the recovery effort at a given time, officials said. After a rainy Friday, clear skies and warmer temperatures made for better conditions Saturday for workers in the field. Two Navy salvage barges were also expected to arrive to lift heavy wreckage. "This is heartbreaking work," Donnelly told reporters Friday. "It's been a tough response for a lot of our people." With the nation already grieving the collision, an air ambulance plane slammed into a busy intersection in a crowded Philadelphia neighborhood Friday night, killing all six people on board, including a child who had just undergone treatment at a hospital and at least one person on the ground. At least three people remained hospitalized Saturday with injuries, though officials said it could be days until the full toll of the dead and injured is clear. In Washington, the Federal Aviation Administration heavily restricted helicopter traffic around the airport on Friday, hours after President Donald Trump claimed in a social media post that the helicopter had been flying higher than allowed. NTSB member Todd Inman told reporters Friday that investigators had interviewed at least one air traffic controller who was working when the crash happened. He said interviews were ongoing and that it was unclear how many controllers were on duty at the time. Investigators will also examine staffing levels, training, hiring, and other factors, in addition to looking at controllers' records. The FAA has long struggled with a shortage of air traffic controllers. Officials say the helicopter's maximum allowed altitude at the time was 200 feet, about 60 meters, though they have not said whether it had exceeded that limit. But on Friday, one day after he questioned the helicopter pilot's actions and blamed diversity initiatives for undermining air safety, Trump said the helicopter was flying too high. "It was far above the 200-foot limit. That's not really too complicated to understand, is it?" Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. Wednesday's crash was the deadliest in the U.S. since November 12, 2001, when a jet slammed into a residential neighborhood in the New York City borough of Queens, just after takeoff from Kennedy Airport. The crash killed all 260 people on board and five people on the ground. Experts regularly highlight that plane travel is overwhelmingly safe, but the crowded airspace around Reagan National can challenge even the most experienced pilots. Claudia Lauer, The Associated Press.